I'm a nut. I'm a nut. My life, don't ever get in a rut. The head on my shoulders is sort of loose, and I ain't got sense God gave a goose. Lord, I ain't crazy, but I'm a nut. Is it wetter underwater if you're there when it rains? Is it shorter to New York than it is by plane? Between myself and I wonder who's the dumber. Is it hotter down south than it is in the summer?
There's a noteworthy theme if I ever heard one. Hello, everybody. I'm Ronnie Allen, welcoming you to Nutty But Nice. And this is show lucky number 7. Today, it's double play day. I am going to play 2 consecutive recordings by each of the artists on today's show. And I'm going to start by hitting you with a couple of blanks. That's Mel Blanks.
Me, I'm wild about myself. I love me, I love me, my picture's on my shelf. You may not think I look so good, but me thinks I'm just fine. It's grand when I look in my eyes and know that I'm all mine. I love me, and my love doesn't bore. Day by day, in every way, I love me more and more. Myself and me, we have a fight, and I can't fall asleep at night. Till I kiss me, then I'm all right, I'm wild about myself. I love me till I'm all out of breath. I stop at every looking glass that I should chance to pass, and give myself a hug and squeeze as I look in the glass. I love me, I'm wild about sweet me. I love me, only me, so I'm content, you see. With me, I get right in my tub, I let myself give me a rub. Oh, how I love to feel me scrub, I'm wild about myself. I think I'm just a dream. Me thinks I'm plenty keen. Such a doll. For me, I'm all afire. I am my one desire. I love me, I think me is a prize. I love me, cause me is just my size. I take me in my parlor and I sit on my settee. And then I lift myself right up and bounce me on my knee. I love me, I never leave my sight. I love me, I'm with me day and night. I take me to a quiet place, put my arms around my waist. If me gets fresh, I slap my face. Wild about, I'm wild about, I'm wild about myself. I tickle me.
E-I-O, E-I-O.
Did you ever in your life see the devil kiss his wife? No, I never in my life saw the devil kiss his wife. Did you ever, ever, over in your leaf life look? See the devil, devil, devil kiss his leaf wife wolf. I never, never, over in my leaf life look. Saw the devil, devil, devil kiss his leaf wife wolf.
E-I-O.
Ever see a deer with a dimple on his ear? No, I never saw a deer with a dimple on his ear. Did you ever, ever, over see a deer, dire, door with a dimple, dimple, dimple on his ear? Ar, or I never, never, over saw a deer, dire, door with a dimple, dimple, dimple on his ear? Ar, or
E-I-O.
Did you ever make a wish you could paddle like a fish? No, I never made a wish I could paddle like a fish. Did you ever, ever, over make a wish, wish, wish? You could beetle, paddle, poodle like a fish, wish, wish. I never, never, never made a wish, wish, wish. I could beetle, paddle, poodle like a fish, wish, wish.
E-I-O, E-I-O.
Did you ever see a mouse chase a kitten in the house? No, I never saw a mouse chase a kitten in the house. Did you ever oversee a meese, mice, mouse chase a kitten, kitten, coatin' in the heath, high toes? I never, never oversaw a meese, mice, mouse chase a kitten, kitten, coatin' in the heath, high toes.
The farmer and the dell know that daisies never tell. Yes, the farmer and the dell knows that daisies never tell. Does the femur, fimer, fomer and the teal dial doll know that daisies, daisies, daisies never teal tile toll? The femur, fimer, fomer and the teal dial doll knows that daisies, daisies, daisies never teal tile toll.
Did you ever see the plum on Jack Horner's little thumb? No, I never seen the plum on Jack Horner's little thumb. Did you ever oversee the bleem, blime, blom on Jackina Heiner Horner's little team time tom? I never, never oversaw the bleem, blime, blom on Jackina Heiner Horner's little team time tom.
That was Mel Blanc, and what you heard was I Love Me, parenthetically, I'm Wild About Myself, followed by the E.I.O. song. Now we move to Don Bowman. Don has been a country comedian. Many of you may be aware that he was the first host of the nationally syndicated show called American Country Countdown. Don recorded several nutty records in his illustrious career. He may have a few more up his sleeve, who knows. What you're going to hear first is Hello DJ, and it's about a guy who made a record and sent it to well-known DJ Ralph Emery.
Hello, is this Ralph Emery? Yeah, Ralph Emery, the disc jockey who plays country western cowboy records on Electric Radio. Yeah, well, this is Don Bowman. Bowman. Yes, sir. I got a new record out, and I sent you 500 copies, and I ain't heard it played yet. And I just... Hello? Hello? Well, you brought me...
Pop the top on one more beer. Hold the phone up to your ear. Dial that number one more time. Get that DJ on the line.
Hello? Mr. Emery? This is Don Bowman again. Yeah. Listen, I got this new record out, like I was telling you, on Lord Bucket Records, and it's called, I bet, Lord Bucket. You think that's funny, huh? Well, the Ralph Emery Show isn't so hot sounding either. Yeah, super mouth. I've heard your radio show. All I was calling about is seeing if you'd played my record on your show. Well, what do you want, flowers? Hello?
Pop the top on one more beer. Hold the phone up to your ear. Dial that number one more time. Get that DJ on the line.
Hello? Hey, Emery. This is Don Bowman. Look, sweetheart, you hang up that phone again, I'm gonna mash your ass. You bet your sweet pooper. I called up nice and polite to ask you to play my record on your radio show, and you get cute. Nobody likes a smart Emery. All I want is you to play the record. And with Martha White and her flower, and the truck stopped too. Yeah. What about the 500 copies? You sell them, you sell.
Well, old buddy, the last thing you said to me before you left for prison was, take good care of Ruthie. And son, I've been giving it my all. So's Ruthie. Listen, she's really tried her best to be faithful to you, Fred. Of course, you know how she is after a couple of drinks. Hey, Fred, we saw you on the late news the other night. Son, that is a hell of a riot you guys had up there. Boy, me and Ruthie laid up in that big old king-size bed you'd bought. Laughed and cheered for y'all's side and booed them prison guards every time they'd lob that tear gas in there at you. Anyway, I'm taking care of her, just like you asked me to, Fred. Fact is, I finally just sold my house and moved in here with her so I'd be right on top of everything, hoss.
Dear Fred, I'm doing what you asked me. Taking care of your friends, your money, and your wife.
Hey, Fred. That public defender you had has called 4 or 5 times going on about new evidence and the parole and I don't know what all. Anyway, I knew you wouldn't want all that crap brought up again, so I finally just told him to buzz off and leave well enough alone. Listen, Fred, Ruthie really misses you. Hardly a month goes by that she don't mention your name. She used to get so lonesome she'd call me up and have me over there almost every night. But it sure got her mind off of you. Like to kill me a couple of times, but I can say in all honesty, her mind was not on you. Hey, Fred, ever blow in Ruthie's ear?
Dear Fred, do what you asked me. Taking care of your affairs, your money, and your wife.
Listen, old buddy, I really do feel bad about you getting busted over the 10 kilos of my grass I hid in your basement. But Ruthie swore you wouldn't mind me leaving it there while I was out of town. Of course, when I got back, my grass was gone, and so were you. I'll tell you, Fred, me and Ruthie have been up a lot of nights trying to figure out who could have turned you in. Of course, look on the bright side, Fred. The last 2 years in a row, you got to see Johnny Cash in person. See, there's always some bitter with the sweet.
A couple of really nutty records from Don Bowman. Hello, DJ, written by country and pop singer Bobby Bear, though he probably didn't want to admit it, and Dear Fred. Moving right along, we now have one of my comedy heroes. Guy is Tom Lehrer, former mathematics professor at Harvard University, and we're going to hear a couple of live performances by Mr. Lehrer. This one is from an album called An Evening Wasted with Tom Lehrer. The song is She's My Girl, and it begins with a spoken introduction by the artist.
And now to the love song. I'm sure you're familiar with love songs on the order of He's Just My Bill, My Man, My Joe, My Max, and so on, where the girl who sings them tells you that although the man she loves is antisocial, alcoholic, physically repulsive, nevertheless, she is his because he is hers, and like that. But as far as I know, there has never been a popular song from the analogous male point of view, that is to say, of a man who finds himself in love with, or in this case, married to, a girl who has nothing whatsoever to recommend her. I have attempted to fill this need. The song is called She's My Girl. Sharks gotta swim, and bats gotta fly. I gotta love one woman till I die, to Ed or Dick or Bob, She may be just a slobber, but to me, well, she's my girl. In winter, the bedroom is one large ice cube, and she squeezes the toothpaste from the middle of the tube. Her hairs in the sink have driven me to drink, but she's my girl. She's my girl, she's my girl, and I love her. The girl that I lament for, the girl my money's spent for, the girl my back is bent for, the girl I owe the rent for, the girl I gave up Lent for, is the girl that heaven meant for me. So though for breakfast she makes coffee that tastes like shampoo, I come home for dinner and get peanut butter stew. Or if I'm in luck, it's broiled hockey puck. But oh well, what the hell, she's my girl, and I love her. Time was when an American about to go abroad would be warned by his friends or the guidebooks not to drink the water. But times have changed, and now a foreigner coming to this country might be offered the following advice.
If you visit American City, you will find it very pretty. Just two things of which you must beware. Don't drink the water and don't breathe the air. Pollution, pollution, they got smog and sewage and mud. Turn on your tap and get hot and cold running crud. See the halibuts and the sturgeons are being wiped out by detergents. Fish gotta swim and birds gotta fly, but they don't last long if they try. Pollution, pollution, you can use the latest toothpaste and then rinse your mouth with industrial waste. Just go out for a breath of air, and you'll be ready for Medicare. The city streets are really quite a thrill. If the hoods don't get you, the monoxide will. Pollution, pollution, wear a gas mask and a veil. Then you can breathe, long as you don't inhale. Things there that you can drink, but stay away from the kitchen sink, the breakfast garbage that you throw into the bay. They drink at lunch in San Jose. So go to the city, see the crazy people there, like lambs to the slaughter. They're drinking the water and breathing the air.
You're listening to Nutty But Nice. Today's show is Double Play Day. Two consecutive recordings by each of the nine artists on today's show. And you just heard Tom Lyra doing She's My Girl, followed by Pollution. And the latter song was from an album called That Was the Year That Was. I am Ronnie Allen, and we move right along to one of the greatest comedy legends of all time, Groucho Marx. And here's the first of two by Groucho. This is Lydia, the Tattooed Lady. And I think Groucho has something to say about it.
While we're on the subject, I got a couple of requests to sing myself. Oddly enough, the requests were sent in by a couple of strangers named Chico and Harpo. Zeppo doesn't care what I do, which is all right with me, because I don't care what Zeppo does. And he's the guy that can do it. Sing, Groucho. Oh, Lydia, oh, Lydia, say, have you met Lydia? Lydia, the tattooed lady. She has eyes that men adore so, and a torso. Even more so, Lydia, oh Lydia, that encyclopedia. Oh Lydia, the queen of tattoos. On her back is the Battle of Waterloo. Beside it, the wreck of the Hesperus too. And proudly above waves the red, white, and blue. You can learn a lot from Lydia.
La la la, la la la, la la la, la la la.
When a robe is unfurled, she will show you the world. If you step up and tell her where. For a dime you can see Kankakee or Patty or Washington crossing the Delaware.
La la la, la la la, la la la, la la la.
Oh Lydia, oh Lydia, say have you met Lydia? Lydia the tattooed lady. When her muscles start relaxing, up the hill comes Andrew Jackson. Lydia, Lydia, that encyclopedia. Oh, Lydia, the queen of them all. For to bit she will do a mazurka in jazz with a view of Niagara that nobody has. And on a clear day you can see Alcatraz. You can line a lot from Lydia.
La la la, la la la, la la la.
Come along and see Buffalo Bill with his lasso. Just a little classic by Mendel Picasso. Is Captain Spaulding exploring the Amazon? Is Godiva but with her pajamas on?
La la la, la la la, la la la, la la la.
Oh Lydia, oh Lydia, say have you met Lydia? Lydia the tattooed lady. When she stands, the world grows littler. When she sits on Hitler. Lydia, oh Lydia, that encyclopedia. Oh Lydia, the queen of them all. She once swept an admiral clear off his feet. The ships on her hips made his heart skip a beat. And now the old boy's in command of the fleet. For he went and married Lydia. I said Lydia.
Lydia.
I said Lydia.
You said Lydia.
La, la.
At last we are to meet him, the famous Captain Spaulding. From climates hot and scalding, the captain has arrived.
Hello, I must be going. I cannot stay, I came to say I must be going. I'm glad I came, but just the same, I must be going.
For my sake, you must stay. If you should go away, you'll spoil the party I am throwing.
I'll stay a week or two. I'll stay the summer through. But I am telling you, I must be going.
Before you go, will you oblige us
and tell us of your deeds so glowing?
I'll do anything you say. In fact, I'll even stay.
Good.
But I must be going.
Hooray for Captain Spaulding, the African explorer.
Did someone call me Schnorrer?
Hooray, hooray, hooray. He went into the jungle where all the monkeys throw nuts.
If I stay here, I'll go nuts.
Hooray, hooray, hooray.
I put all my reliance in courage and defiance and risk my life for science. Hey, hey!
One day in Madagascar, he bagged a dozen weasels.
Yes, and all of them had measles.
Hooray, hooray, hooray.
I faced a chimpanzee once, so close I felt his breath. The creature looked at me once and laughed himself to death.
Hooray for Captain Spaulding!
That's me! One day I caught an eagle, too big for me to tote. I changed him for a sparrow, a jackass, and a goat.
Hooray for Captain Spaulding!
That's me! One day a vicious monkey chased me a mile or two. I hid behind a donkey, the donkey fainted too.
Hooray for Captain Spaulding!
That's me! I had a guy named Peter, he lent me his repeater. I brought down a mosquito, hey, hey!
Hooray for Captain Spaulding, the African explorer. Hooray, hooray, hooray.
The first day I arrived in Africa...
Hooray for Captain Spaulding, the African explorer. Hooray, hooray, hooray.
The first day I arrived in
Africa... Hooray for Captain Spaulding, the African explorer. Hooray, hooray.
The first day I arrived... Hooray for Captain... Fooled you that time, didn't I?
Hooray, hooray, hooray.
Two great recordings by the great Groucho Marx. The first one was Lydia the Tattooed Lady, and the second one was Hooray for Captain Spaulding. And if you listen carefully to Lydia the Tattooed Lady, you heard a reference to Captain Spaulding in the lyric. We move now to an artist who was not best known for her novelty and comedy recordings, but she did a couple of really nutty ones, and I'm going to play both of those right now. And she is one of my all-time favorite singers. She is Teresa Brewer. And this first one came out in 1950. It was the follow-up to her number one smash, Music, Music, Music. This one is called Chewing Gum.
While sitting in a sippin' in the bullpen down in that
Nashville. Chug lugging to the rhythm of a good old country guitar. I find a dude giving me the goo-goos down at the other end of the crowded bar. Next thing I knew, his hand was on my shoulder. He grinned and said to him, I sure look fine. He winked and then moved a little closer. Then he whispered in my ear what he had in mind. But I said, no way, Conway, I ain't gonna sit here tonight. And if you don't stop, I'll call the cop, and then there's gonna be a hell of a fight. Go away, Conway, go away, you know what ain't right. No way, Conway, I ain't gonna sit here tonight.
Recordings by Teresa Brewer were done, believe it or not, 33 years apart. You heard Chewing Gum from 1950 and No Way Conway Ain't Gonna Twitty Tonight from 1983. Actually, Ain't Gonna Twitty Tonight was not really part of the title, but I think it should have been. I am Ronnie Allen. This is Nutty But Nice. You are listening to Double Play Day, a double shot of each of the recording artists on today's show. And we move now to another comedy legend, a man who left us way too soon. But boy, in the 60s, he provided us with so many laughs. I'm talking about Alan Sherman, and from the album My Son the Folk Singer, here's his takeoff on the old Calypso song called Matilda. He calls it My Zelda.
Oy, my Zelda, my Zelda, my Zelda, she took the money and ran with the tailor. Once again now, my Zelda, my Zelda, my Zelda, she took the money and ran with the tailor. My Zelda, she found her big romance when I broke the zipper in my pants. My Zelda, she took the money and ran with the tailor. Everybody!
My Zelda, my Zelda, my Zelda, she took the money and ran with the tailor.
Sing along with Moist now.
My Zelda, my Zelda.
It's almost too sad to tell to you. She took 7 books of green stamps too. My Zelda, she took the money and ran with the tailor. Everybody!
My Zelda, my Zelda, she took the money and ran with the tailor.
Once again now!
My Zelda, my Zelda, my Zelda, she took the money and ran
that tailor, he really hurt my pride. He made my lapels an inch too wide. My Zelda, she took the money and ran with the tailor. Everybody! Members of Hadassah! Everybody! Why did she go and fall in love? I haven't seen her since Tisha B'av. My Zelda, she took the money and ran with the tailor. Everybody! My Zelda. My Zelda, she took the money and ran with the tailor. Sing a little soft.
On a branch of a tree sat a little tomtit, singing willow, tit willow, tit willow. An uncomfortable place for a birdie to sit, singing willow, tit willow, tit willow. So I said to him, "Birdie, why don't you go away?" He said, "Thanks very much, but I'm planning to stay. I'm going to sit on that branch for the rest of the day, singing willow, tit willow, tit willow." So I said to him, "Bitey, you look so distraught, singing willow, tit willow, tit willow. You're going to be glad when you'll see what I brought. A pillow, a pillow, a pillow." I said, "Bitey, your pardon, I humbly would beg. Put this comfortable pillow right under your leg." He said, "Leave me alone while I'm laying an egg." Hey, Willow, said Willow, said Willow. That night by the light of a matzo ball moon, singing willow, tit willow, tit willow, that birdie was singing the same catchy tune, willow, tit willow, tit willow. And I came and I took him right down from his branch, and I brought him back home to my split level ranch. And I said to my wife, "Here's a gift for you, Blanche. He sings willow, tit willow, tit willow." Next morning I got up and went to the shop, singing willow, tit willow, tit willow. That tune was so catchy, it just wouldn't stop. Willow, 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 titty, willow, 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 titty, willow, 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 willow. That night I said, "Blanche, how's the bird?" She said, "Well, the bird was delicious. It tasted just swell. But as I fricasseed him, he gave out a yell. Oi, Willow, it Willow, Willow."
Alan Sherman, My Zelda, and The Bronx Birdwatcher, which was a takeoff on the Gilbert and Sullivan classic from the Mikado called Titwillow. And that one was from his second hit LP called My Son, the Celebrity. You know, when I was planning this particular show, Nutty But Nice, I needed a theme song. And it took me about 10 seconds to figure out which one I wanted to use. It was I'm a Nut by Leroy Pullins. Very little is known about him. He was born in Berea, Kentucky. I believe that's how it's pronounced, B-E-R-E-A. This was in the year 1940. He eventually moved to Nashville, and he recorded a song called I'm a Nut, which I'm using as the theme song of Nutty But Nice. He sounded very much like Roger Miller, and maybe that was good, and it was not so good, because he was kind of stereotyped as a Roger Miller sound-alike. He passed away in the same place, Berea, Kentucky, in 1984, at the age of 44. And in addition to I'm a Nut, which he's best known for, he did record several other nutty songs. And I'm going to play a couple of them right now. The first one being the Taterville Women's Auxiliary Sewing Circle. I said it, and I'm glad.
Taterville Women's Auxiliary Sewing Circle, a weird organization and a heck of a club. They meet once a week, Mrs. Peabody's parlor, and decide whose name they'll turn into mud. I had a girl by the name of Naomi Lou, sweeter than the flowers that's kissed by the dew. The sewing circle informed her behind my back that I was from the wrong side of the track. With the darning needles down, they tow their grim tale. They'd like to have ran me out of town on a rail. I found myself up a creek without a paddle. The women sure stuck a burr beneath my saddle. So I thought I would give them what they were due and watch them bite off more than they could chew. So my warped little mind, whether honest or not, set out to get even with a careful plan plot. With the Taterville Women's Auxiliary Sewing Circle, a weird organization and a heck of a club. They meet once a week, Mrs. Peabody's parlor, and decide whose name they'll turn into mud. One night, about an hour before the meeting, I snuck in the parlor and the trap I did sweeten. I loaded the place down with cards, dice, and gin. When the meeting came to order, I called the cops in. Somewhere I messed up, for there was no raid. No one was arrested, the cops, they just stayed. With the Taterville Women's Auxiliary Sewing Circle, a weird organization and one heck of a club. They meet once a week, Mrs. Peabody's parlor, and gossip while fellows like me flub their dub. Seven starving sailors sold their summer homes in Saginaw to search for something better in Rangoon. Salty Sam from Turkestan has organized a marching band of Mau Maus in the Crazy Horse Saloon. They harmonize together, singing verses of the nether world of darkness in an unfamiliar tune. And before the night was over, they were floating down the river with their belly buttons winking at the moon. Isn't it the same the whole world over? People seem to go from bad to worse. Whether you're a fighter or a lover, years from the something else sorority when strolling on a summer afternoon. There where little Ricky Vanderpool had worked his way through Sunday school by playing his electric by kazoo. They tried their best to back him, not intending to distract him, singing seven kinds of sorry out of tune. And before the night was over, they were floating down the river with their belly buttons winking at the moon. Isn't it the same the whole world over? People seem to go from bad to worse. Whether you're a fighter or a lover, Gypsy Rose and I don't give a curse.
On this double play day on Nutty But Nice, you just heard two by Leroy Pullins. First you heard the Taterville Women's Auxiliary Sewing Circle. That was a weird organization indeed. And then you heard Gypsy Rose and I Don't Give a Curse. By the way, that one, Gypsy Rose, was written by the great Kris Kristofferson on a very bad day, obviously. Actually, I met Chris in 1986, I emceed a concert where he was the headliner, and privately I said to Chris, of all the songs you've written in your career, I bet you I know what your all-time favorite is. And he says, what's that, Ronnie? And I said, Gypsy Rose and I Don't Give a Curse. And he said, yeah, right. Okay, we got two more recording acts, which means four more records. This next recording act happens to be Spike Jonze and his City Slickers. And these two records have something in common. Both feature one of the members of the Spike Jonze Ensemble, talking about Doodles Weaver.
Our fractured baritone. Are you in voice, Winstead?
I believe I am in voice.
Oops.
Professor?
Oops.
Oh, once I was wappy, once I was sappy, a sap I was once. No, no. Once I was happy, but now I'm forlorn. Lorn, I'm found now. A fly on line, nylons are free. No, no. Now I'm forlorn. Like an old goat. Oh, no, not a goat. That's an animal. Like an old coat that is tornered and tat, teetered and tumped, tattered and tipped, tapped with a toupee, ripped. Left in this wide world to sleep and to snore, to weep and to mourn. Betreen by a jade in her mean. No, be mean by a trade for some jeans. No, be jean by a teen with some jade. No, betrayed by a maid in her teens. Oh, he floats by his hair. Oh, not by his hair, that would hurt. Speaking of hair, a man came up to me today and said, Doodles, your hair is getting thin. And I said, well, who wants fat hair? Had they killer! He floats through the air with the eightest of grease, with the latest of fleas, with plates full of cheese. No, no, with the birds and the bees, he can't miss. The manning young dare, the daring young mare. He's not a horse, that's silly, he'd break his neck. The fanning young Dan, the danning young fat. He's an awful old ham, he's a young fellow about my age. You know, a funny thing happened, a man came out to me and said, Doodles, Doodles, did you leave home? I said, I left home. He said, did you put the cat out? I said, I didn't know he was on fire. Oh, the killer! The daring young man on the flapping tri-piece, a treasing tri-flaps, a trying flip-flip, a flipping tri-pop, a fapping tri-flap, horizontal bars. His grations are his actions are horrible, though he's very good. All girls he doth please, but my love he hath lulled in a stay. No, the doves in the hayloft away. No, I'm on the road to Mandalay. No, hey, 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 no, no. Did you hear about the owl who married a goat? They had a hoot nanny. Ha! Thanks, killer! He's a man on the flying trapeze! Beautiful day for the race. Stooge Hand is the favorite today. Assault is in there. Dog Biscuit is 3-1. Safety Pin has been scratched. And at 20-1, Beetlebomb. Now the horses are approaching the starting gate, and there they go! And it's Stooge Hand going to the front. Cabbage is second on the rail. Beautiful Linda is third by a length. And Beetlebomb. Around the first turn, Stooge Hand is still in front. Cabbage is second by a head.
Cabbage by a head!
Beautiful Linda is third. And Beetlebomb. Into the back stretch. Dog Biscuit is now leading the pack. Lady Evelyn is second, very close. Banana is coming up through the bunch.
Banana coming up through the bunch!
And Beetlebomb. At the half, Stooge Hand still out in front. Apartment House is second with plenty of room. Assault is passing Battery.
Assault and Battery!
Notary Sojak is fourth. And in last place by 10 lengths, I believe it is. Yes, it is Beetlebomb. Around the turn, heading for home. It's Stooge Hand and Dog Biscuit and Girdle in the stretch. Flying Sylvester is third. And Mother-in-Law nagging in the rear.
Oh, oh, oh!
And now they come down to the wire, and it's number one, and now number two, and it's very close. It'll either be a photo finish or an oil painting. And now Lewis leads with the left, and Lewis is in there slugging, and it's a battle, and now they're tearing hair. There's hair all over the ring. There's hair all over the place. I don't know whose hair it is. It's mine. And there goes the winner!
Spike Jones and his City Slickers featuring Doodles Weaver on those two recordings, namely The Man on the Flying Trapeze and William Tell Overture. We're going to close the show with Ralph Harris. He's the man that sang Timey Kangaroo Down Sport. That recording, along with the two you're about to hear, featured a musical instrument which I believe that he created. And to make sure, you could just Google Ralph Harris. You'll find all the details about the wobble board.
Nicholas. Albert. Look, I don't know where they are, but I'd like you to meet my two pals, my buddies, my two amigos. I'll tell you all about them. Well, I never gargled, I never gambled, I never smoked at all. Until I met my two good amigos, nicotine and alcohol. Strange as it seems, I met in my dreams, nicotine and alcohol. Here's what they said to me, use your head, you see, your life is very, very dull. Well, I never gargled, I never gambled, I never smoked at all.
until I met my two good amigos, Nicky Ping and Al Cahole.
So I said to Nick, Nick, tell me quick now, what should a fella do?
He said to me, boy, easy to see, boy, you should try a cigarette or two. Well, I never gargled, I never gambled, I never smoked at all. Oh, until I met my two good amigos, nicotine and alcohol.
So I lit the fag and I took me a drag, and then to my great surprise, I started to gasp and cough like a rasp, and everything spun around before my eyes. Well,
I never gargled, I never gambled, I never smoked at all. Oh, oh, until I met my two good amigos, nicotine and alcohol.
So I said to Al, Al, be a pal, now what do you really think?
He said to me, boy, easy to see, boy, smoking's kid stuff, pour yourself a drink. Well, I never gargled, I never gambled, I never smoked at all. Until I met my two good amigos, nicotine and alcohol.
So quick as a wink, I took a drink, swigged a glass full down. Well, first it seemed to hit me, then it turned around and it bit me, and everything went spinning all around.
Well, I never gargled, I never gambled, I never smoked at all. Oh, oh, until I met my two good amigos, nicotine and alcohol.
But here is the joke, when I awoke, it wasn't finished yet. I noticed first a terrible thirst, and then a craving for a cigarette.
Well, I never gargled, I never gambled, I never smoked at all. Oh, oh, until I met my two good amigos, nicotine and alcohol.
Take my advice, this smoking is nice and the drinking is really lush. As you can see, there's no change in me. I'm still pure as the driven slush.
Well, I never gargled, I never gambled, I never smoked at all. Oh, oh, until I met my two good amigos, nicotine and alcohol. Nicotine and alcohol.
Now the ladies of the harem of the court of King Caractacus were just passing by altogether. Now the ladies of the harem of the court of King Caractacus were just passing by. Now the ladies of the harem of the court of King Caractacus were just passing by. Now the ladies of the harem of the court of King Caractacus were just passing by. Now the noses on the faces of the ladies of the harem of the court of King Caractacus were just passing by altogether. Now the noses on the faces of the ladies of the harem of the court of King Caractacus were just passing by. Now the noses on the faces of the ladies of the harem of the court of King Caractacus were just passing by. Now the noses on the faces of the ladies of the harem of the court of King Caractacus were just passing by. Now the boys have put the powder on the noses of the faces of the ladies of the harem of the court of King Caractacus were just passing by. Now the boys have put the powder on the noses of the faces of the ladies of the harem of the court of King Caractacus were just passing by. Now the boys have put the powder on the noses of the faces of the ladies of the harem of the court of King Caractacus were just passing by. Now the boys have put the powder on the noses of the faces of the ladies of the harem of the court of King Caractacus were just passing by. Now the fascinating witches have put the scintillating stitches in the breeches of the boys who put the powder on the noses of the faces of the ladies of the harem of the court of King Caractacus were just passing by. Now the fascinating witches have put the scintillating stitches in the breeches of the boys who put the powder on the noses of the faces of the ladies of the harem of the court of King Caractacus were just passing by. Now the fascinating witches have put the scintillating stitches in the breeches of the boys who put the powder on the noses of the faces of the ladies of the harem of the court of King Caractacus were just passing by. Now the fascinating witches have put the scintillating stitches in the breeches of the boys who put the powder on the noses of the faces of the ladies of the harem of the court of King Caractacus were just passing by. Now if you want to take some pictures of the fascinating witches who put the scintillating stitches in the breeches of the boys who put the powder on the noses of the faces of the ladies of the harem of the court of King Caractacus, you're too late!
Too late!
Because they've just...
Rolf Harris from Australia with Nicotine and Alcohol and the Court of King Caractacus. This is Ronnie Allen. Our next show on Nutty But Nice is going to be our second Swan show, SWN that is, which stands for Spoken Word Nuttiness. I'm going to leave you now with this thought. You never know where you are until you get there. Say goodnight, Ronnie. Good night, Ronnie.
I'm a nut. I'm a nut. My life don't ever get in a rut. The head on my shoulders is sort of loose, and I ain't got sense. God gave a goose. Lord, I ain't crazy, but I'm a nut.
That's all, folks.